Morning IELTS Supplement, Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Telomere. A telomere is a region of repetitive nucleotide sequences at each end of a chromosome, which protects the end of the chromosome from deterioration or from fusion with neighboring chromosomes. Its name is derived from the Greek nouns telos, end, and meros, part. For vertebrates, the sequence of nucleotides in telomeres is TTAGGG, with the complementary DNA strand being AATCCC, with a single-stranded overhang. This sequence is repeated approximately 2,500 times in humans. In humans, average telomere length declines from about 11 kilobases at birth to less than 4 kilobases in old age, with average rate of decline being greater in men than in women. During chromosome replication, the enzymes that duplicate DNA cannot continue their duplication all the way to the end of a chromosome. So, in each duplication, the end of the chromosome is shortened. This is because the synthesis of Okazaki fragments requires RNA primers attaching ahead on the lagging strand. The telomeres are disposable buffers at the ends of the chromosomes which are truncated during cell division. Their presence protects the genes from them and on chromosome from being truncated instead. The telomeres themselves are protected by a complex of chromatin proteins as well as by RNA that telomeric DNA encodes. Over time, due to each cell division, the telomere ends become shorter. They are replenished by an enzyme, telomerase reverse transcriptase. Discovery. It was in 1933 when Barbara McClintock, a distinguished American cytogeneticist, and the first woman to receive an unshared Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine, observed that the chromosomes lacking end parts became sticky and hypothesized the existence of a special structure at the chromosome tip that would maintain chromosome stability. Similar observations were reported by Hermann Müller, who coined the term telomere. In the early 1970s, Russian theorist Alexei Olovnikov first recognized that chromosomes could not completely replicate their ends. Building on this, and to accommodate Leonard Hayflick's idea of limited somatic cell division, Olovnikov suggested that DNA sequences are lost every time a cell and DNA replicates until the loss reaches a critical level, at which point cell division ends. However, Olovnikov's prediction was not widely known except by a handful of researchers studying cellular aging and immortalization. In 1975 to 1977, Elizabeth Blackburn, working as a postdoctoral fellow at Yale University with Joseph Gall, discovered the unusual nature of telomeres with their simple repeated DNA sequences composing chromosome ends. Blackburn, Carol Grader, and Jack Szostak were awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the discovery of how chromosomes are protected by telomeres and the enzyme telomerase. Nevertheless, in the 1970s, there was no recognition that the telomere shortening mechanism normally limits cells to a fixed number of divisions, nor was there any animal study suggesting that this could be responsible for aging on the cellular level. There was no recognition that the mechanism set a limit on lifespans. It remained for a privately funded collaboration from biotechnology company Geron to isolate the genes for the RNA and the protein component of human telomerase in order to establish the role of telomere shortening in cellular aging and telomerase reactivation in cell immortalization. Nature and function. Structure, function, and evolutionary biology. Telomeres are repetitive nucleotide sequences located at the termini of linear chromosomes of most eukaryotic organisms. For vertebrates, the sequence of nucleotides in telomerase is TTAGGG. Most prokaryotes lacking this linear arrangement do not have telomeres. Telomeres compensate for incomplete semi-conservative DNA replication at chromosomal ends. A protein complex known as sheltering serves to protect the ends of telomeres from being recognized as double-strand breaks by inhibiting homologous recombination and non-homologous ends joining. In most prokaryotes, chromosomes are circular and thus do not have ends to suffer premature replication termination. A small fraction of bacterial chromosomes, such as those in Streptomyces, Agrobacterium, and Borrelia, are linear and possess telomeres, which are very different from those of the eukaryotic chromosomes in structure and functions. The known structures of bacterial telomeres take the form of protein bound to the ends of linear chromosomes, or hairpin loops of single-stranded DNA at the ends of the linear chromosomes. While replicating DNA, the eukaryotic DNA replication enzymes, the DNA polymerase protein complex, cannot replicate the sequences present at the ends of the chromosomes, or more precisely, the chromatid fibers. Hence, these sequences and the information they carry may get lost. This is the reason telomeres are so important in context of successful cell division. They cap the end sequences and themselves get lost in the process of DNA replication. But the cell has an enzyme called telomerase, which carries out the task of adding repetitive nucleotide sequences to the ends of the DNA. Telomerase thus replenishes the telomere cap of the DNA. In most multicellular eukaryotic organisms, telomerase is active only in germ cells, sometimes of stem cells such as embryonic stem cells and certain white blood cells. Telomerase can be reactivated and the telomeres reset back to an embryonic state by somatic cells' nuclear transfer. There are theories that claim that the steady shortening of telomeres with each replication in somatic cells may have a role in sensing and in the prevention of cancer. This is because the telomeres act as a sort of time delay fuse, eventually running out after a certain number of cell divisions and resulting in the eventual loss of vital genetic information from the cell's chromosome with future divisions. Telomere length varies greatly between species, from approximately 300 base pairs in yeast to many kilobases in humans, and usually is composed of areas of guanine-rich 6 to 8 base pair long repeats. Eukaryotic telomeres normally terminate with 3 single-stranded DNA overhang, which is essential for telomere maintenance and capping. Multiple proteins binding single and double-stranded telomere DNA have been identified. These function in both telomere maintenance and capping. Telomeres form large loop structure called telomere loops or T-loops. Here, the single-stranded DNA curls around in a long circle, stabilized by telomere binding proteins. At the very end of the T-loop, the single-stranded telomere DNA is held onto a region of double-stranded DNA by the telomere strand disrupting the double helical DNA and base pairing to one of the two strands. This triple-stranded structure is called a displacement loop or a D-loop. Telomere shortening in humans can induce replicative senescence, which blocks cell division. This mechanism appears to prevent genomic instability and development of cancer in human-aged cells by limiting the number of cell divisions. However, shortened telomeres impair immune function that might also increase cancer susceptibility. If telomeres become too short, they have the potential to unfold from their presumed closed structure. The cell may detect this on capping as DNA damage and then either stop growing, enter cellular old age senescence, or begin programmed cell self-destruction, apoptosis, depending on the cell's genetic background, P53 status. Uncapped telomeres also result in chromosomal fusions. Since the damage cannot be repaired in normal somatic cells, the cell may even go into apoptosis. Many aging-related diseases are linked to shortened telomeres. Organs deteriorate as more and more of their cells die off or enter cellular senescence. Sheltering. At the very distal end of the telomere is a 300 BP single-stranded portion, which forms the T-loop. This loop is analogous to a knot which stabilizes the telomere, preventing the telomere ends from being recognized as breakpoints by the DNA repair machinery. Should non-homologous end joining occur at the telomeric ends, chromosomal fusion will result. The T-loop is held together by several proteins, the most notable ones being TRF1, TRF2, POT1, TIN1, and TIN2, collectively referred to as the sheltering complex. In humans, the sheltering complex consists of 6 proteins identified as TRF1, TRF2, TIN2, POT1, TPP1, and RAP1.